Get started. We're looking forward to getting back on the field today as we begin our preparation for San Diego. Being on the road for 2 weeks, we're pumped to be back here at home with our fans. So one of these topics we talk about with the team is on our competition Wednesday is iron sharpening iron. That's the process we go through to get each other ready, and that's why we have some periods where we get to compete against one another. It's an important part of our week, and it's one that we truly cherish, knowing that we're helping each other get the looks right and getting each other ready to play. So that's what it's all about. We have a few guys who won't practice today. Taylor Gabriel will be in the concussion protocol, and cornerback C.J. Goodwin will be rehab running due to a hamstring injury. That will open up your questions regarding the week.
Coach, could you discuss your personnel moves in the last 24 hours involving Derek Shelby and the addition of Cliff Matthews and how that leaves your depth at the defensive tackle position?
Got it. I'll fill you in today. So we had some roster additions. We added Sherrod Niesman, safety, and we added defensive lineman Cliff Matthews, and we added linebacker on the practice squad Josh Keyes. So those are the group we had. Fortunately, Derek Shelby had tore his Achilles, and we'll get that repaired. And he's in that process right today. So we're bummed for him, and we're certainly excited to have Cliff back into the mix. We'll certainly get more turns for Courtney Upshaw as well.
Yeah, how has Upshaw played in his limited time?
We were pleased with the performance at Denver and thought he showed some speed and quickness. So I know he's certainly looking forward to the opportunity as well.
What's been the key to his transition to, from being a linebacker to interior lineman?
It happened so quickly is the biggest thing that for him, where outside at outside linebacker, you have some time and space to see things. So at defensive end or defensive tackle, it's where the combinations of the blocks happen so quickly. He's plenty strong enough. He's a very strong man, and we're pleased. He's in shape. He's fit. So we're looking forward to his op here starting this weekend.
Coach, it seems like the Chargers could have a better record than they have right now. They lost some games right at the end of the game. What is your assessment of what you see on the team?
I think that's very accurate, and it's a very explosive team. You just look, the points that they score. They've been in some close ones, and their record could easily have been flipped. We know how dangerous this team is. Phillip Rivers is terrific, especially at the line of scrimmage. He has a very keen understanding of what the defense is playing, how to attack it. He likes to work at the line of scrimmage almost in a no-huddle attack where he can see everything. They have a very unique way of featuring the tight ends with Gates for years and then the addition of Hunter Henry this year. We love the speed of Gordon, very big offensive line. So we got our work cut out for us, and it starts right in the, right at the center of it with Phillip and making great decisions and knowing where to go with the ball.
You talked about Rivers, and you mentioned the rookie Henry.
Yeah.
What seems to make him unique? I know he's a guy that you guys looked at during the draft. He wanted to come here.
We did, and for a big guy, he's got great body balance. He, you can split him out and play him as a wide receiver. He's done that at Arkansas, and they do it some with him in San Diego. But it's the combination of a big guy who's 6'5", who can turn and play the ball where he's not tight or stiff. He can really, he's very loose as an athlete. So that's a challenge for that big of a guy who can turn and go. He's got good speed, good hands. I think he's well on his way to meet a good tight end.
Is Devondre in better shape now than last week to be in coverage situations?
Yeah, we think just after a week through and going through a game, he'll be much further off. There was no setbacks for he and Deion in the game, so we expect Devondre's play time to ramp up and just his performance based on reps and playing. So, man, it was awesome to have him back out. I know his teammates were excited too.
Coach Robert, Robert Alford, one of the most penalized players in the league. How do you approach that with him, and how do you make sure, is that one of those things, this iron sharpening iron, getting your guys to make them better?
It is, and two of the fouls were post-snap, and we know that part, no matter what, can improve, and it will. The second part of whether it's defensive holding or PI, we're going to work really hard, and Robert is too, to make sure he finishes right at the ball and not through the player. So it's technique-oriented with him. He's got the speed and athleticism to play the receivers in great position. So we'll drill that. We'll continue to, and we expect that to fully improve.
What would you like to see different, Coach, in your run game this week?
hopefully more ops, you know, number one. When you get behind and the score kind of gets twisted early on, you know, it leads to more passing. So for us, the balance, that's what we love. When the play action, the keepers are a part of our run game, that's when we're at our best. So we'll have our opportunities for it, and we need to nail those.
Coach, you mentioned Phillip Rivers, and I think this is his 13th year in the league. When you're facing a quarterback that has that much experience, and he's never missed a start, like since he took over for Breeze, how difficult of a challenge is it to scheme against somebody that has probably seen it all?
That's the challenge. You're exactly right. And not given some of the look pre-snap, so he has all the information. You love for a quarterback to sometimes make the decision as the rushes come in, make the decision as the play, as opposed to, you know, where that computer's hitting it fast and he's knowing where to go with the ball at the right time. So that'll be an important part of it for sure. We know we have our you know, work cut out for us. For us, we've got to have our shots at the ball and make sure we capitalize on those. We had some fumble opportunities last week where we didn't recover them, and that, I think that'll be the real key in this game.
And on your side of things as well, you know, staying with that quarterback thing, 10 of the teams in the league already, preseason or regular season, either by injury or decision, have already had to make switch at quarterback. What is it like to be able to cross that off of your list in terms of things to have to concern yourself with? You're one of the lucky few that,
just like Phillip and here with Matt, we take great pride in our players having what we call a CT score. That's their competes and toughs. And it's when you throw a slant when the defensive end's right about to drill you, and you step into it and make it anyway. And that's why Matt has earned so much respect through the years, and Phillip as well, as a quarterback, knowing that you're going to get hit and you're going to deliver the ball in the right spot anyway. So, you know, we talk about toughness as a quarterback. It's not the, you know, sometimes the physical part that you see, it's the mental toughness and the, you know, I'm going to stand here, take this shot, but I'm going to deliver it to my guy. And Matt has certainly come through for us in that way.
Going back to Witherspoon, Warlow, and the rookie linebackers, and now Shelby, you've had to deal with a lot of things in the last couple of weeks on defense. How difficult has it been to keep cohesion going on that unit?
Not difficult, because we do preach this versatility, and that's why we play guys at different roles and at different spots. We're very fortunate that we have the depth to do that. And we tip our hat to Thomas and the personnel men who, you know, look and scour to find the right fits and the right guys. But having that bond in those rooms, knowing next guy's up, we really don't talk a lot about it, knowing if you're here, you're counted on, and you're counted on to play well. So we don't, you know, make a big deal of the, you know, of the next performer, you know, guy who's going to go make his stuff. But it is a real tribute to the depth.
Falcons fans will remember Matthews, but it's been a few weeks since he was released by Tampa Bay. How quickly can he get going here?
He looks sharp in his workout, and he looked really fit, really strong. So we're going to put him right into the mix today, and we'll take it all the way through the next 3 days. It's a matter of how fast, you know, he can get reacclimated into the system, what we'll ask him to do. If we can create a role for him for the game, we won't hesitate to use him if he looks good all the way through the week.
Coach, are you surprised at all? I know you're focused on your own team. Are you surprised at all about the NFC South and how things have unfolded so far this season?
No, and we just try to focus on what we're doing, and knowing we got a huge challenge ahead. So we don't try to, you know, look, you know, at the other clubs and try to compare. Like, to me, competing and comparing are a lot different. And we're going to see how much better we can get this week, how much we can compete to get better, and then looking forward to this game. So as far as looking at the division, without it being a division game, I really don't look much at it. When it's those division games, that's when it gets ramped up for me.
Coach, just going back to Alford, how do you coach the hand movements out for him? I mean, it's I went back. He's had it every year.
It's the where you place your hand led on a deep ball. Is it an arm bar, or am I running and making the contact with it? So the foul is usually, you know, when there's an arm bar, and he's got terrific speed. So it's just a matter of not allowing that arm bar to come in, because he has the speed to run with everyone. So we're going to drill it like crazy. Rob's aware of it and knows it's something that he wants to improve upon, and I anticipate that happening.
Have you received any feedback from the league on their review of the no pass interference call?
Yes, we did, and had a good conversation with Dean Blandino. I'll keep that conversation private with he and I, but, yeah, we did talk this week.
Thank you.